Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 2:08 on a Saturday. Pleased to be joined on the line by the Director of the Office of Traffic Safety for the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, Mike Hansen. Mike, pleasure to visit with you again. How you been?
I've been great. Thanks, Steve, for having me back again. I always enjoy the conversation.
Yeah, good to visit with you. And the reason we wanted to have you back was that there's been a lot of confusion, I think, over hands-free. Is it in effect the new hands-free law? Let's talk about that. When does it go into effect? How does it work? Because I know when you were in studio the last time, we got a ton of calls and questions about that. We should probably sort that out. Number one, when does the law go into effect?
You are exactly right, Steve. We have been receiving, I think, some of the same questions that you folks have, and we're working very hard to make sure that we get our message and our information out so that every Minnesotan knows what will happen effective August 1st of 2019 when Minnesota joins 17 other states and enacts a hands-free electronic device law.
All right, very good. So August 1st is the date. What does the law say? What will law enforcement be looking for on August 1st and beyond?
It's one of the beauties of the way that this law was constructed and the way that it was passed is it's very simple. You cannot have the phone in your hands at all. And so that's really what everybody needs to understand. Now, you can still talk by using your smartphone or your cell phone. You can still compose or have text read to you from your electronic device, but you just can't interact with it other than by using voice-activated commands or a single touch. You can't be scrolling through it. You can't be watching videos. You can't be searching for photos. You can't be playing games. Any of those types of things are still going to be prohibited. But again, irregardless of what the activity is, if it's allowed under the new law, you cannot have the phone in your hand.
And they're certainly with new vehicles, I can't think of a new vehicle that's put on the road that doesn't have some sort of Bluetooth, some sort of onboard electronics that allows you to make your device hands-free. Now, I have an old pickup truck, and I guarantee it has air, it has heat, it has a radio. That's about it. I even have to roll up the windows by hand in the old pickup truck, which is fine, but I think people need to sit down, get out their owner's manual, and figure out how this stuff works in their driveway.
Oh, exactly, Steve. And you and I are kind of in the same boat because the vehicle that I drive every day, same thing. You know, I have roll-up windows, and it does not have a Bluetooth. But the beauty of it is there are so many options out there for folks to go hands-free. Now, remember, we really want everybody to carefully think about, you know, the need for whatever that interaction is, even after the hands-free law goes into effect. We need everybody to pay attention to what they're doing behind the wheel all the time. And the only time that we should be interacting with those electronic devices is when it's absolutely necessary, which I think if most of us think about it, you know, there's not a lot of times where it's really of that vital necessity. It's more a matter of convenience. It's more a matter of habit, things like that. So, you know, there's everything from, you know, simply using a single earbud that is hooked up to your smartphone or to your electronic device. Or, you know, you can buy standalone Bluetooth devices that, you know, you mount them on your dash or from your visor or something like that, and that will pair with your smartphone. I know many law enforcement agencies are kind of opting for that option. And so, you know, there's an option out there for every budget and for every person. And that brings up a great point, which is don't wait for August 1st to figure out what your option is and how it works. You made a great point. Dig your owner's manual out, figure it out while you're sitting in your driveway, and do it today. It's kind of a rainy, blustery day, you know, and maybe this is the day to sit down and do that. And if you can't figure it out by yourself using your owner's manual, I know that the vast majority of the auto dealers out there, their staff is, they're more than willing to help you get your phone set up so it's synced with your car. And it really does work very well once you get that done.
Yeah, for sure. And this all gets back to distracted driving. I know the lobbying efforts for a hands-free law has been in the works for a long time, and there are a lot of groups that pitched in to make this a reality.
You're exactly right. There were over 40 business and industry groups that joined with the Minnesota Safety Council, the Insurance Institute, the Minnesota Trucking Association, just to name a few. But over 40 of those organizations got together, along with an extremely committed, passionate, and tragically affected group of victims' families who were not going to let another family join the club that nobody wants to join, which is those that have lost a loved one as a result of distracted driving. And, you know, those stories and the passion and the commitment that those groups brought, really it helped to get this passed in a very bipartisan way and put it on Governor Wall's desk very quickly.
Mike Hansen is joining us, Director of the Office of Traffic Safety from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. Mike was a trooper and now is the director of the Office of Traffic Safety. If you have a question about rules of the road, the hands-free law that goes into effect August 1st, that's coming up here a month and a half away. I know time flies in the summertime, but it's coming up very quickly. Feel free to text 81807. Only send that text if you can do it safely, 81807, or call 651-989-9226. Mike, when we talk about hands-free, there are some exceptions to all of this. One thing we got from the text line is, if a motorist sees someone using their phone, should they get involved? Should they call 911? What can a motorist do if they observe someone who's using a cell phone after this law goes into effect, or for that matter, looks to be distracted while driving or driving erratically?
Right. Well, and that's a really good question, and thanks for asking that to your caller. What I'm referring to is the emergency exception, where if you are witnessing something that is putting somebody's life in danger, very dangerous driving conduct, erratic driving conduct, much like, you know, you would imagine seeing with a very impaired driver.
Sure.
Those are the calls that do need to go into the law enforcement public safety answering points, simply calling 911 to report that dangerous driving. Now, it's also kind of a slippery slope because it is probably going to take everybody a little while to get used to this. So just seeing somebody who may be having that phone in their hand, unless they're doing something really, really dangerous that's putting other people and themselves in danger, I'm not quite sure that the answering points are going to be able to handle that volume of calls. So it does need to really be kind of a true emergency situation before you need to notify law enforcement.
Yeah, and I would expect, though, from the state patrol county sheriff, deputies, local law enforcement, you know, they're going to be on the lookout for that. And I would assume at some point there will be enhanced enforcement of the new law.
Certainly. Right now, we're focusing with those law enforcement partners and many other partners across the state on the outreach and the education. We have virtually from the day the governor signed the bill into law, we have been working with all of our media partners and trying to get the word out what the law is, what you can do, what you can't do, and the effective date. Starting the first week in July, we are rolling out a significant media campaign that really is everything from billboards to social media to gas station pump toppers, things like that. You're going to see our messaging everywhere. And we're also working with a number of our partners at the Minnesota Safety Council, some of the insurance companies, and those entities to also build on that public education campaign. So as we lead up to August 1st, we're really making a substantial effort to reach out to every Minnesotan, to every community, and make sure that you know what the law is, what your options are, and how to comply with it. We're really hoping that we don't have to have a huge enforcement campaign to sell this message. Certainly enforcement will be necessary, and that will be the backstop. But the problem is so significant, Steve, that this is really it's going to take all of us working together to solve this distraction issue. And keep in mind that while the electronic devices are the most significant distraction that we deal with, there are all kinds of other things that also take our mind and our focus away from that critical driving task. Everything from eating, shaving, brushing our teeth, putting on makeup, you name it, you know, officers, troopers, and deputies have seen it out there. And we just need to remember it's important to focus on that critical driving task so that we can all use our roads safely.
A follow-up on the hands-free law. Navigation, like a Garmin and those types of things. I know Rideshare usually has their phone up, so not only the driver can see the route, but the passenger can see the route. Is there anything in the law about those types of devices and how those are used in a moving vehicle?
Okay, kind of a two-part answer there, because there is an exception for devices that are navigation only. So that would be like you referred to the Garmin or an in-vehicle navigation system, something like that. So those types of systems that are only capable of doing navigation, there is an exemption in the law for interacting with them. The good news with those types of devices is most of them, when they sense that you are moving, they deactivate themselves and you can't do anything with them. Now, if you are using a smartphone for navigation purposes, the law still applies. So you need to set your destination before the car goes in gear, before you become part of traffic and put the vehicle on the road. There is no exemption for rideshare providers or anything like that. The navigation functions on the phone, they're great. I use them, but you have to set them before you leave, and you can't have that phone in your hand, and you can't be changing your address while you're going down the road. If you need to do that, you need to find a safe place, pull off, and make your navigation adjustment off of the road and out of traffic.
Quick break coming up, and we'll continue with Mike Hansen. He is the director of the Office of Traffic Safety. We're talking about the hands-free law that goes into effect August 1st. Do you have a question about that? Or in general, rules of the road? He's the man and good enough to join us on the phone today here on CCO. It is 223, 72 degrees and cloudy. 225 on a Saturday here at CCO. We'll be live at Target Field. Eric Nelson gets us started at 3. On Joe Mauer Day, his number 7 will be retired ahead of the Twins and Royals tonight. You'll hear all the festivities here on the home of the Twins. Once again, we continue with Mike Hansen, Director of the Office of Traffic Safety with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. And if you have a question for Mike, feel free to call 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807 here at CCO. And it can be about the hands-free law that goes into effect August 1st or other rules of the road. Mike, here's one, and I think a lot of motorists wonder about that. After August 1st, from a violation standpoint, will checking a text at a red light be treated the same as scrolling Instagram at 60 miles an hour? What does the law say? What specifically are we dealing with when it comes to a phone in that context?
You know, that's another good question, Steve, and one that we do get frequently, because there is a lot of confusion about that. And while, people might be under the impression or the perception that if you're stopped in traffic or stopped at a red light or something like that, that it's okay to do that, but that is not part of the law. You are still a part of traffic, and you are still prohibited from touching or interacting with your phone. Again, if you can activate the feature in your phone using a voice command or with a single touch so that, that text or that email is read to you so that you don't have to read it and interact with that device, that is allowed. However, you cannot interact or have that phone in your hand when you are part of traffic, and that includes being stopped at a stoplight or stopped in traffic, you know, during rush hour or whatever the case may be. So we want to be very clear on that, that those types of things are not allowed if you are still part of traffic.
All right, that's pretty simple. And I suppose people have different attitudes about phone use. Once again, if they're driving 60 or 70 miles an hour down the interstate versus in the stop-and-go traffic or at a stoplight in town. But what the data shows, it's extremely dangerous to interact with the phone. And I know, Mike, the last time you visited, I mean, the numbers are overwhelming. Motor vehicles have never been safer. The technology, the airbags, all of the things going on, collision avoidance systems, all of that sort of thing. But the thing that's made it so dangerous is people are distracted, not paying attention.
You're exactly right. You know, we've got marvelous technology that is making, you know, our driving task easier and safer. The trick is you have to know how that technology works, because it does not replace you as the driver. It just is there as a driver assist. So we're a long way from having fully autonomous vehicles where we can disengage from that driving task at all. And you cannot do that. And, you know, you make a great point. When you're driving down the road at the posted freeway speed limit, you know, whether that's 55, 60, 65, or 70 on the rural interstates, you know, the average time that a person looks down when they're interacting with that electronic device, some studies have shown is, you know, three and a half seconds. The best way to equate that is in the that short period of time, you have now traveled the length of a football field without looking at the road or without being aware of what's going on around you. Now, you know, that should scare the heck out of everybody else who's trying to use that road with you in a safe way. And it's only getting worse. There's a number of large-scale studies out there that are clearly documenting how we as humans are becoming much, much more dependent and addicted to the technology and to the connectedness that our electronic devices bring to us. There's actually a whole new class of what they're calling cell phone addicts, which these are the class of people who interact with that electronic device at a rate well above what any of us as you know, in the normal group would. And that percentage is continuing to increase year after year after year. And, you know, these are the significant challenges and the storm clouds on our traffic safety horizon. And this is the hands-free law is a great first step, but we have work yet to do.
And Mike Hansen is joining us. He's the director of the Office of Traffic Safety with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. Let's go to the phone lines here real quick. Let's bring in Ron. Ron in White Bear, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Talking about distracted driving, I think that people that are driving around with small dogs on their lap have to be as distracted as talking on a cell phone, if not more so.
All right, Ron, that's a good point. We heard that the last time. What does the law say, Mike, about that and having pets on your lap while driving? That seems to be a major distraction.
Ron makes a very good point. You know, pets by their nature, they're going to be somewhat unpredictable. As much as we think that we know and love, you know, those little critters that are our passengers, but they can and they do provide those distraction opportunities. And anything that distracts a driver, such as having a pet on the lap or something like that, is already covered under the due care statute. And so, you know, the mere presence of a pet may not always rise to the level of a violation of that statute, but if it is affecting somebody's ability to drive or your visibility or your ability to move the way you need to move in order to safely operate your motor vehicle, then that is a violation and a driver can be cited for that. And, you know, really, our pets are a passenger that we're responsible for. And the safest place for the pets is in a pet carrier or in a secured area of the vehicle where they won't be that distraction to us, where they will be safe in the event that something happens. You know, if you have a pet on your lap and for some reason or other you're involved in a collision that triggers the airbag to go off, the consequences, not only for you as the driver, but for the pet, are going to be catastrophic.
Yeah, and Mike, my daughter's service animal has a restraint harness that we can attach to a seatbelt in the back seat so she's safely restrained in the vehicle. And I know those are available for all size animals.
Yep, I love the idea of the doggy seatbelt. It's a great idea. It keeps the pet safe. You know, as a trooper, I went to a number of crashes, typically, you know, a rollover or something like that, where just like an unrestrained human being, unrestrained pets are ejected all the time. And the results quite often are the same as they are for humans, which is not good. So, you know, if you truly care for your pets, restraining them properly so that they aren't a distraction and so they are kept safe, that's the best strategy that you can have.
All right, quick update on the weather coming up, and then more with Mike Hansen, Director of the Office of Traffic Safety. We're talking about the new hands-free law that goes into effect August 1st. We want to get info out for people and answer their questions. And then beyond that, if you have general questions about the rules of the road, Mike's a great resource, former state trooper and now the Director of the Office of Traffic Safety here in the state of Minnesota. Once again, we'll have weather in a moment. It is 2:40, 20 minutes now in front of 3 o'clock. Pleased to be joined by Mike Hansen, Director of the Office of Traffic Safety, and we're talking that new hands-free law going into effect here in Minnesota August 1st. And if you have a question about that law, how it'll be enforced, and then beyond that, general rules of the road, we always invite your calls, 651-989 9226. All right, Mike, let's go to those phone lines. We have a couple of people waiting. Let's bring in Lee in Maple Grove. Lee, you're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon. I have a question. Just in a general sense, what's the rule for law enforcement themselves? Because I drive around and I see cops on routine patrol constantly with the phone to their ear. So I'm just curious what the rule for law enforcement is.
A good question, Lee. And in the law, there is an exemption for law enforcement and other first responders and public safety officials. Now, with that, I will say that, you know, while there's the exemption in the law, anybody who is operating any kind of a motor vehicle, whether it's a civilian vehicle or a police vehicle or an ambulance or a fire truck, always has a responsibility to operate that in a safe and efficient manner and with, you know, paying attention to what's going on at all times. And the reason that exemption, and I can rely on my law enforcement career for this, is, you know, oftentimes, depending on the nature of a call, there is information that is most effectively delivered using that cell phone. It's just stuff that either would take up too much time on the radio when other needs would preempt that, and it just allows officers or paramedics or firefighters to get a deeper level of information for something that they may be responding to. But what I can also say is that many of the law enforcement and public safety agencies out there are implementing hands-free policies for all of their officers, paramedics, and firefighters. The State Patrol, for example, has already gone hands-free, and they have that capability in all of their squads, and it is part of their policy, and it's very simple and very straightforward. So you won't see that unless it's an extreme emergency. So while there is that exemption in the law, everybody still has to do what they need to do to keep the roads safe for everybody.
What about the provision in the law that allows people who wear a head wrap or a headdress to have the phone secured that way?
As long as the phone is not in your hand and as long as it's not interfering with your vision or in any other way distracting you, you know, that would be allowed under the law. There is not a prohibition against having the cell phone in a hijab or a head wrap or anything like that. But again, it can never be in the driver's hand when the vehicle is part of traffic.
All right. And you said right at the top, the law is pretty straightforward. Hands free, not in your hands.
Exactly. And, you know, two things, you know, that makes it very easy for law enforcement as well. You know, currently texting is not allowed. But, you know, you may be able to scroll for a phone number or something like that. But that oftentimes with the current language leads to a conversation at the roadside for the officers, troopers or deputies, you know, trying to determine exactly what a person was doing. Under the new law that goes into effect August 1st, you can't have it in your hand, period. And it's going to be simple for law enforcement to enforce, and it's simple for all Minnesota drivers to understand and to comply with. You know, there's a learning curve. We're trying to be very proactive and get ahead of that prior to the law going into effect. But once August 1st comes, the law goes into effect, and the law is the law.
Headsets, earbuds, et cetera, what does the law say about that? And does the new hands-free law address that?
Those are all good options, but Minnesota has a qualifier there. You can only cover one ear, and there's a good reason for that. You need to use all of your senses when you're driving your car. You need to hear what's going on around you as well as see and pay it, you know, take in the information that way. So you can use a Bluetooth headset as long as only one ear is covered. You can use an earbud. As long as only one of them is in at a time. And it's a good option. And there are some really good Bluetooth add-on systems available out there. Just talk with your cell phone provider or even, you know, go to someplace, a website like Amazon.
All right. A lot of options there. Let's go to the phones again. Kurt in New Richmond, Wisconsin. Kurt, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. My question is the legality of driving barefoot in a vehicle. A lot of people will argue strongly one way or the other, but nobody seems to have a gray area on it.
Huh. I've never thought about that, Kurt, but I may have been violating the law. I put my pontoon in the river about a week ago, and my shoes were wet from doing all of that sort of stuff, so I threw those in the back of the truck, and I drove home barefoot. Maybe I was breaking the law.
Well, you know, it's a good question and one that I've heard oftentimes, you know, over the course of my career.
Huh.
And I'm just going to say, just because you can doesn't mean you should. So there isn't a requirement to have footwear on, but it's a good idea. And it keeps, you know, sometimes your feet are just so sensitive that, you know, interacting with the pedals without something between your skin and that pedal, might cause you to react in a way that maybe you wouldn't, want to. So we always recommend that you have, you know, good shoes on and shoes that fit properly and that protect your feet and help you interact with the controls for your vehicle.
All right, so no on my part, driving home from the boat landing. Let's go to Tim in Hastings. Tim, you're on the air. Hello.
How are you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Good.
Thanks for
you?
The call, Tim.
Good, thanks. So here's my question. I believe there's a law change coming into effect in August as well, as far as driving in the left lane and having to move over for people to faster and moving quicker. A couple quick questions, and I guess you can expand on what's going on. One, you know, a lot of times the left lane is the lane that's not beat up on the highway, so it's a better lane to drive in. And let's say I'm on a highway that's tagged at 65 and I'm doing 70, a little over, and somebody's flying behind me. I mean, realistically, isn't the speeding ticket worse than me moving over? Just curious how this law is going to come into effect and how it applies.
And, you know, a good question. And another new law that does go into effect. And, you know, it's always been, you know, kind of common courtesy to use the left lane only as a passing lane. You know, obviously when, you know, you're dealing with rush hour and, you know, the right lane is already at capacity, well, you have to use the left lane or the leftmost lanes to augment that carrying capacity. But, you know, the law does clearly state that slower traffic does need to move to the right. Certainly the speeding aspect of this, you know, that's something that comes into play as well. But it's always best to, you know, it just keeps traffic flowing a little bit more smoothly. And for those that choose to be the egregious speed violators, there will be a law enforcement consequence for that. I can guarantee that, talking with the officers and agencies that I know in the field. But it's designed to reinforce what has always kind of been a courtesy move. Now it's legally required for slower traffic to keep right.
Quick break. We have more with Mike in a moment. Once again, Mike Hansen, Director of the Office of Traffic Safety. Once again, it's creeping up on us pretty quickly. August 1, the new hands-free law goes into effect. We'll summarize what the law says before we say goodbye. And if you have a question for Mike about that new law or any general rules of the road here in the state of Minnesota, feel free to call 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807 here at CCO. Thanks so much for joining us on this Saturday. It's our SC Expert Hour, and we are joined by Mike Hansen, Director of the Office of Traffic Safety here in the state of Minnesota. And he's a former state trooper. We're talking about that new hands-free law that goes into effect August 1st. And then, of course, general rules of the road as well. Mike, we did have a call during the break. They didn't have time to hang on, but they wanted to bring up the zipper merge. And this is something that day in, day out on metro area highways and in construction zone causes a lot of problems.
It's one of those strategies, and it's a common sense thing, and it's a common courtesy thing. In order to limit the amount of backup that occurs because of a lane closure or something that's going on, whether it's construction or incident related, if you need to merge two lanes into one or three lanes into two, you do want everybody to queue up and then to merge at that closure point. Instead of trying to do it prior to getting up into that queue. What it does is it keeps traffic moving actually smoother, and everybody will get through this faster if everybody just does it like a zipper. You take turns. If you're in the lane that is ending, you need to find your spot, and you need to move over just like you would if you're part of the zipper. And if you're the driver of the vehicle that's in the lane that's being merged into, it's a cooperative effort. We all have to do this and let the guy in front of you come in and, you know, one at a time. And it's just like a zipper, and it makes traffic move more freely and smoother, and it reduces the amount of time that it will take everybody to get through those construction or incident zones.
All right, so do the zipper merge when called for, particularly in construction zones. One other thing, it is construction season, not only here in Minnesota, but all over the upper Midwest. And all states I've ever traveled through have severe penalties for speeding in construction zones. This is serious business.
Oh, it is, because there's no more dangerous place to work. And I did it for, you know, 30-some years, is at the side of the road. And, you know, those construction crews, they're doing their best to make sure that we have good roads to use and to, you know, make sure that we have the capacity out there that we need. And the speed limit in a construction zone is critical to keeping everybody safe, from the construction crews to those that are transiting through it and everybody else. And that's the place where not only is paying attention a good idea, it's a requirement. You have to know what's going on around you, because by their sheer nature, those zones are dynamic and they're always changing. And they can be confusing in spite of the fact that MnDOT and their contractors do a great job with their construction plans. And I've sat in on those planning meetings a number of times, and they try and think of every scenario so that it's as simple for folks to navigate as possible. But when it's not the same as it is usually, you have to think, you have to engage and pay attention. So we're really hoping to have a safe construction season. We've got a lot of projects going on, not only in the metro, but in greater Minnesota. I just traveled through another one this morning where they were actually actively working on a Saturday. And so you just, you know, don't know when those crews are going to be out there, and all the more reason to pay attention.
Thanks so much for the time, Mike. We've got to run. We apologize to Sue and Karen. We won't be able to get to their calls before we say goodbye. But finally, hands-free law goes into effect August 1st. Is there a spot people can go to learn more about the law and what it means?
You bet. We've got a great website, handsfreemn.org. We've got all kinds of information and some really good stuff there. So I would strongly encourage everybody, if you've got questions, go to that website or give us a call.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike, for the time today.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity. You have a great rest of the day, and a happy Father's Day tomorrow.
You as well. Mike Hansen, Director of the Office of Traffic Safety for the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. Hands-free goes into effect August 1st. Get ready. Chances are your vehicle has some onboard electronics to allow you to go hands-free.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.